Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
Hey.
I think it's a fair question to ask.
Hey.
Keyshawn Johnson used to always say to me, why do I have to wear a suit to talk sports? Like, why? He'd always make fun of me. You're wearing a tie again today on Get Up? You're talking sports. Why are you wearing a tie? Now, of course, he does because he's on FS1, right?
Yeah, but all he wears is a tie and a shirt.
But we have right now on a couple of screens. On screen two, it is a replay of First Take. Stephen A. always nattily dressed in a beautiful suit, matching tie. He dresses very well.
No, he doesn't.
What are you talking about? Stephen A.?
Stephen A. money does not suggest. He doesn't dress as much as good as his money is. Like, he need a stylist. He's not a great dresser. He's like some of my teammates that had money and they thought just because it was expensive, it was nice.
I disagree. I think he dresses well.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he doesn't do what Shannon does. Shannon wears suits that literally are painted on. Stephen A. doesn't do that.
Dan Orlovsky dresses three times better than Stephen A.
Three times better?
Yeah.
That's bogus.
Like, Stephen A. is sometimes with his shirts underneath.
I think Doggy is a good dresser, too, and that's kind of surprising because I never really would have thought that Russo would be really, like, he'd care about fashion. But I think he dresses really well, too.
Yeah.
And it's age-appropriate, by the way. You also have to keep that in mind. You know, Stephen A. is over 50. But Shannon, man, those suits are way too tight. Like, that... Like his sport coat screams, I don't fit you.
Everything Shannon puts on is going to be tight.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you would have to. He had to get so much more material. Shannon's arm's so damn big.
I know.
His back's so damn big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what he put on, it's going to fit like that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't wear socks either. See, me and Shannon go back all the way back to our CBS days.
I have no problem
days.
With the no socks. I'm good with that.
We go back to our CBS days.
Yeah, I know. You guys used to try to outdress each other.
Yeah, we used to have dress for. I don't even wear my real suits on these shows no more.
So the point I'm making, though, is that there's one ESPN show, studio show, where everybody is wearing suits, dressed well, mm-hmm. right? And then on the other screen is the Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee's wearing what color is that? T-shirt.
That looks like somebody gave him some Desert Storm leftover gear.
That's what it looks like.
And they gave him a Desert Storm T-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's literally a T-shirt.
It looks like hard cotton too. It ain't even zip gypsy.
And then
cotton.
He's got the nipplage, which means the shirt isn't very thick.
Should put some pasties on.
Something.
He's actually worked out a lot better than when he was actually playing.
He's in great shape, but I'm just saying he's in a T-shirt. Somebody else is wearing a shirt with a dog's face on it.
Well, that's Pac-Man Jones.
No, I don't mean he's wearing something decent. It's the other dude that's wearing the dog shirt.
Yeah.
But and then there's another guy wearing an Iowa Hawkeyes hoodie. Like, they're both ESPN shows, but one of them you have to wear a suit. The other one, pajamas is good.
Yeah, they're characters.
It's weird.
They're characters, and they're in Indiana, too.
So what I want to ask, and it's not a criticism either, because if I could wear a T-shirt like Pat McAfee is every day, I would. But the thing is which do you prefer? Is Keyshawn right? Does it matter what the hell I'm wearing on TV when I'm talking sports? Or are you like, no, I want it. You got to be respectful. Right? Like, that's like, look the part.
It seems,
like, look professional. Wear a suit.
It seems like we're having the same discussion like when they put the dress code in the NBA. Like, because you just never knew what somebody was going to show up with. Like, what if somebody showed up, you say, okay.
Yeah, like Kyle Kuzma?
What did they say? Just wear something regular.
See, Kyle Kuzma was wearing scrubs. Man.
And the thing is.
Like, he was a nurse?
And the thing is, he's from Michigan.
I know.
I'm trying to give him grace.
Yeah. No, I like him. I think but there are some things that you're just like, what are you
somebody
doing?
Somebody can come with that Russell Westbrook with their nipples out, like the shirt with all the tears. Remember he had the one with the shirt
and
tears, his whole
one,
sternum
yeah.
was out? Like, bro, I can see your areolas, bro.
Yeah. All right, you want to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, before we get back to calls, 800-919-3776 is the number for calls, and we'll keep the calls rolling, but let's do it, Bart.
It's time for Triple H. Time to play the game. Han's Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you from Samwell Pain Institute for Pain Management. What?
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Having a hard time figuring out where things
what I do?
Fit.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You're in the right place.
What I say, hey, when it comes to
my
this
bad
basketball
friend.
Team is the law.
Here's Han's Hoops Hierarchy.
Han's had three pieces of lettuce in his teeth for like two segments. I ain't said nothing.
You got to tell me about that. I'll get it out.
First of all, you might be a real bad friend.
You said, I'll get it out. I didn't know. I don't see my own teeth. Now, you said it was Samwell Pain Institute.
No, no. Samwell Institute for Pain Management.
Right, that's not what you said.
Oh.
You threw a little extra pain.
Do we have that on now you're trying to search for the letters.
I am, yeah. It's bothering me now.
It's right side. Right side, center mass. Right behind your canines.
All right, I'll work on it. All right, so what we decided to do today, since March Madness is beginning, is give you the top five players who won a college national championship, NCAA championship, and also won an NBA championship. Okay? The list is easy, 1 through 4. It's the fifth one that's a challenge. So we're going to do it backwards, if you don't mind. We're going to go with one and up, the number one and up, because that's, to me, it's easy.
We got smart listeners, and they have high-speed internet, but maybe we should save the fifth one for our listeners. And as you're going through your list, they can call in, and they can see if they got the fifth one for us, and we can pick somebody who we think has.
Well, I have a couple of choices, but you're not going to like them. And so that's where we're at. All right.
Okay.
So you want to do the numbers?
Number one.
Number one is easy because of the amount of success that he had. But it's got to be Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
No, I wouldn't go with Bill Russell first.
Bill Russell won 11 NBA titles and won two national titles at San Francisco. Yeah,
first of all.
San Francisco. Did you even know they have basketball at the University of San Francisco?
Yeah. First of all. Havlicek was the man on those games, on those teams, not Bill Russell. And secondly,
it's funny you say that.
They were winning because he was the only black person that was they allowed to play. There was only three black people in the league. So, of course, he got a head start. Good job, Boston, getting the first black person.
Wait, there was a time that you once told me that it was because they didn't allow any black people to play that you can't use
right.
his name.
Right.
Now
so,
a guy
so,
is
no,
black and
no,
playing and
no,
winning,
no.
and that's not good enough either? Because he's playing against white guys?
Exactly, because his best competition was still at home.
It's
the park.
My list. You disagree, you call in, we'll debate.
Okay.
All right, number next one?
Number two.
Number two.
Can I guess this one?
You can guess.
He should have been number one.
Who?
Lou Alcindor.
Yes, Kareem.
He should have been number one.
Yes.
He should have been number one.
Six NBA titles and three at UCLA. You know why he didn't have four?
Because he couldn't play freshman.
Isn't that amazing?
And then they took away the dunk.
I just went with I went with Bill Russell because UCLA won championships after Kareem. That was a great program. San Francisco was a national champion.
Because they got Bill Walton right after that.
Bill Walton, yes. So, all right. Anyways, Kareem, if you want to flip-flop him, flip-flop.
Okay.
Want to crown him? Crown him!
Because Lou Alcindor was a better basketball player than Bill Russell.
Okay. Bill Russell, Kareem, 1 and 2.
Just say Dennis Rodman.
Bill Russell, Kareem, 1 and 2.
Number three.
I mean.
This gets tough for me.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Jeffrey won?
Yes. Six NBA titles and then won it at UNC. Remember.
The shot.
Against Georgetown.
Was that the national championship?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hit that shot. And of course, there was the giveaway to Worthy. But yeah. So Michael Jordan, with his six titles and then his one at UNC, would be the third.
I wonder if I know number four.
All right, number four.
Isaiah Thomas. Number four. Isaiah Thomas.
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson won five NBA titles.
I understand that, but Isaiah didn't win one?
A national championship?
He didn't win one with...
With Indiana?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know why I don't know that. I should know it.
Number four
is Magic Johnson. Five NBA titles. Beat Larry Legend, one of the great, and that's what makes it even more incredible.
Then beat him the next year in championship, right?
And then, they face each other.
Because he won as a rookie.
Did Zeke ever win the NCAA? I don't think so. I don't see it.
81, it looks like he won.
They did win in 81?
Yeah.
See, again, I was a kid.
Well, I know everything about Isaiah.
Do.
That's my hero, so of course.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, 81, national champion. Yeah. I mean, again, things you should know, but...
He should be number one.
Because I
got
to pay attention to football.
He should be number one on the list.
You think he should be number one?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's the only one at 6 feet.
It does now make the fifth one a lot easier, because I had other names for number five that I felt like were debatable. But now, this blows it away.
Let's leave it to our people.
Isaiah's five. Isaiah's five.
Okay.
Well, he won two NBA titles.
Should have won three. He should have won three if it wasn't the phantom call from Kareem.
But he didn't,
file.
Though, right? He didn't. So, he didn't win?
Not in this universe, but in the alternate
your
universe.
All right. So then he's five. So there's no controversy.
But who's the controversy?
Well, Havlicek you mentioned.
Okay.
He won eight NBA titles.
Yeah, but they had no black people playing with Havlicek was playing.
Here we go.
Like, come on. Knew that was coming. Like, what are we talking about?
I knew that was coming.
They couldn't beat the Harlem Globetrotters.
And Havlicek was at Ohio State.
If they let
and won, I think he won a bunch at Ohio State, too.
If the Harlem Globetrotters would have played the Boston Celtics, they'd have won. Remember, Wilt once played for them.
Yes, I know. But somebody was pushing on me as I was doing research, Anthony Davis.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that at the bubble.
Nah. Yeah. I probably would have put James Worthy before
Worthy's the other one. Yeah, there was a lot of names. You know, Danny Green. There's a lot of names that
Danny
you could put.
Green.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Danny Green.
What about Draymond Green?
Michigan State?
They didn't win one?
Nope.
He didn't win one?
No, it's not a big list.
Oh, that was Mateem Cleese and
that was the what were they called?
And Mo Pete, the Flintstones.
The Flintstones, right? Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought Draymond made it did something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are the different names, but
damn, none of the Fab Five ever won titles ever, and nothing.
I mean, Casey Jones.
Casey Jones was a hell of a player.
Walton is one. Jerry Lucas, right? Worthy's on the list. There's like a lot of different names that you could go with.
It's only one to me that stands out. Out of the others.
Who's that?
Quinn Cook. Just because everybody else is at least like a future Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, accomplished so much. And then you have Quinn Cook, who one of my Blue Devils. I love him. Yeah, but he just stands out.
None of them Duke dudes ever won a championship?
Add to the list in a couple of years.
JaMale McGee.
Jalen Brunson.
Mm.
No? You don't think it's ever going to happen?
You believe in miracles? I don't know.
Wow. See, who's hating now? Who's hating now?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's perfect for hating.
Yeah, the Isaiah thing, that changed everything for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why I drew a blank on him
he should have been
winning in Indiana, but it was 1981. I wasn't paying attention
some
to basketball
people are, some,
in 81.
People are just, some people are just born to win.
Yeah, he won a lot. He's a great winner.
He made, man.
Do you see, by the way, what he said about Michael? Michael has to go on international
beef.
Television to apologize to him.
Ah.
Gotta love that.
Listen, Isaiah can get...
That's
Isaiah,
so good.
Isaiah at any point can get Jeffrey touched.
Yeah, you said that. That in Chicago, Michael was
safe.
Protected
he
early
lived,
on.
And he lived with his brother. He lived with Isaiah's brother. So for him to act like that to Isaiah, like, bro...
How come that hasn't ever come out?
I kept them GDs and them vice lords off your ass, Jeffrey.
Don't you think, though... Michael's done enough throughout his career that there's some people in the mob that didn't take care of him.
No.
No? Here
them,
it is.
Them GDs and them vice lords.
Here
right.
it is. The volume sports. Here's Isaiah Thomas talking about that relationship thing. He'll never let it go. And why it's not salvageable between he and Jordan.
Where is y'all relationship at today? And is that salvageable?
Dude, no.
Not salvageable.
No. This dude got on national television, international television, and called me a... Somebody who's been really good to him. And until he apologizes on international television, we ain't no conversation. You can't apologize and have a private dinner when you didn't embarrass me publicly. Yeah. If you didn't mean it, say it publicly. Now, if you meant it, let it stand. I'm good with that.
Isaiah will whoop Jeffrey Jordan's ass. So listen, in a fight, I'm taking Z. I'm telling you, he a goo goblin. You know what I'm saying? Him and Marvin Harrison, straight killers.
60 years old, these men.
So what?
I mean, let's dial that back.
No, we ain't no way.
You gonna hit him with your cane?
Nah. He whooped that ass. Listen, have you ever seen, I'm from the hood. I see everything. Like, old people fight in the hood all the time.
It must be hilarious.
It's hilarious, but dudes be being put to sleep.
I would imagine, because usually it's nap time at some point.
Nah, Jake, you from the hood. Don't you hear them old? You be seeing them old dudes fighting.
It must be hilarious.
Hold up, man. You charged me too much money for to bring my carburetor in, man. It's
crazy because it's usually one of the young dudes trying to fight the old dude because he's
But we've talked about that.
Straight up and down, hey, schooling him on the court.
I want you to Google like on Instagram, this dude talking about, like, yo, hey, man, stay away from my old lady. He's like, no, man. What part of the game is that? And she said she was going to cook me potatoes, mashed potatoes. He's like, I don't know what you be doing, but I be putting it down. So I don't know. He's like, hey, man, stay out my old man.
What
out my old
this?
Lady. Huh? He's like, hey, man, Yo, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what you be doing, but I be laying that pipe.
Oh, boy. Well.
Black internet, man. You know, who need cable when you got that?
Yeah, I imagine. It's probably very entertaining.
But Zeke's standing on business, dog.
No, I respect what he said there because he's right. Don't reach out to me and say, let's go to dinner, let's settle this. And you're like, hang on a second. No, because what you did, it wasn't.
What did Zeke?
What you did was, on the world saw that.
What did Zeke do with his relationship with Magic? He got on TV.
Yep.
Because he said that when Magic got AIDS and all that stuff. And like they thought that he had turned his back on him and all that stuff.
Yep.
And they cried.
Yep.
And he publicly apologized for hurting his brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, especially if I'm Zeke and I kept dudes off your ass, like, in the city.
Tell that story again. Tell that story for those who don't know.
Well, Isaiah Thomas told the story when Michael Jordan was a rookie living in Chicago. He said he lived with his brother, and he made sure that the gang—
He lived with Isaiah's brother.
Isaiah's brother. So, like, the fact that he act like he don't know him personally like that was beyond Isaiah. He said, listen, all those Jordan rules stuff, he said, I wasn't out there following him. I wasn't out there doing none of that. So why he got beef with me, I have no idea. He said, I kept people off his ass the first couple of years while he was out there before he became Michael Jordan. I made sure nobody touched him. Nobody bothered him. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, Isaiah came, like, from, like, the hood. He was on the gang side out there, man. That's why he ran the Pistons like a thug. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, out there, it was the Vice Lords and the GDs. Like, you know, and they didn't care who you were. You know what I'm saying? They out there like Hell's Angels. You know what I'm saying? So Isaiah said, man, I did all that for him. Then he going to try and, you know, go on national TV and call me an asshole? Nah, bro. We ain't doing that. Stand on business.
It's definitely what he said, I have no problem with.
Yeah.
But that's an amazing, to me, beef in this sport that I don't think gets enough attention. Like, people love drama.
He kept
this story to me should be bigger than it is.
No, he kept him off. He kept him off the Isaiah Thomas had just won back-to-back titles after carrying the team.
Remember.
How the and his coach is the coach for the Olympic team. How the hell he ain't on a dream team, which is considered the greatest team of all time that didn't have one of its best players at that time. That time Larry Bird back was falling out.
Yep.
Like, he was better than John Stockton. Come on, man. Oh, they whitewashed the offensive guard.
As long as Christian Laettner got on the team, that's what matters.
Christian Laettner shouldn't have got on the team over Chris Webber.
You want to close this out, if you don't mind?
It's time for Triple H. Time to play the game.
Yes.
Listen.
Hans Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you from Sanwell Pain Institute for Pain Management.
Did you get pain? I said, how much
but,
pain?
But I got pain management.
You got a lot of
that
pain.
That was Clubber Lane.
Very painful.
Pain management.
At the end of the day, that's Hans Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you from Sanwell Institute for Pain Management for a pain-free life and a pain-free show.
Oh,
visit SamuelPain.com
today. This has not been painful.
I broke my back. Spinal.
Jay is in Atlanta. Jay.
Hey, hon, man. You forgot about a few people. What about Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Kenny Smith, and I got a sneaky one for you, Dante DiVincenzo.
Did he win with Golden State?
DiVincenzo got a ring with the Bucks.
He won with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
With Milwaukee.
All right, but it's a list of five, and if Hakeem Olajuwon won two NBA titles, right?
Rip Hamilton won?
Yeah.
So Hakeem Olajuwon won two NBA titles with one NCAA title, right? It's the same as Isaiah. So, like, are you removing Isaiah or are you removing Hakeem Olajuwon? Like, that's why it's fifth. The other guys are all, like, 11-time, 6-time, 5-time. They got to go ahead of Hakeem Olajuwon.
Nah, man.
Right? They have to.
Yeah. Rip Hamilton did win, Mark.
Rip with UConn.
That's what I'm saying. That's disrespect. I think Allen has something against Pistons guards.
What?
He don't want to show love to Pistons guards.
And Tayshaun Prince.
I mean.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Tayshaun went to Kentucky?
No, but you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
He got something against Pistons.
Clearly.
This is clearly.
I simply just forgot.
This is Allen.
That he won with Indiana. I forgot.
This is Allen holding a gripe with me because I said that the Pistons will have a better record than the Knicks early in the season.
Yep.
So now he's just throwing all kind of hate to the Pistons.
Yes, I am.
Even though, like, we gave him three Pistons to try and help win a championship, took his Pistons, took his Knicks, and they playing better than the ones that we gave.
It's funny. You pretend like I put that much effort and thought into anything Detroit Pistons, which I do not.
You do.
I don't. Not even at all. Like, honestly, this is how little I think of the Pistons. I didn't even think about Isaiah Thomas winning with Indiana. How little I think about the Pistons. I was trying to find someone more recent that I can make the list not so old, because the youngest guy on the freaking list is Michael Jordan.
Because you got a Midwest bias.
I mean, to defend
Jordan
Allen,
did play in Chicago.
To defend Allen, he did leave two Knicks who were on that list. Jerry Lucas and also Henry Bibby.
Henry Bibby, right. It's not enough.
That's because he's old as hell.
Well, everybody was old. I was trying to find somebody more modern, and Anthony Davis came up, and Danny Green came up. I'm like,
Isaiah's not old.
60, man. Craig in Lansing.
Oh, in Lansing. Lansing, Michigan?
No, Lansing.
Hell yeah, it ain't Lansing, Illinois.
Lansing is a town in Staten Island.
Yeah, baby, you just never know. It's always some. Yeah, what up,
What's
baby?
Happening, Craig?
What up, Joe, baby? Yeah, that's where Magic come from, son.
That's right. I went to Everett High School. I went there where Magic went.
Got
to
be more like. Got to be
from where I'm standing right now.
Got to be more like Showtime.
So, you know, I mean, but hey, you caught my attention, Bart, because you was talking about, you said you think, or no, both you guys said, hey, you think Zeke would take Jeffrey Jordan. Oh, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. I agree. I mean, come on. Zeke introduced the clear face mask to the league against his own teammate.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was 6'11".
Yeah.
And he wasn't a chump either. He was that. Come on.
No. To your point, Craig. And then what did Jordan do? He tried to be like Isaiah and chastise one of his teammates, and he picked on Steve Kerr. That just tells you everything you need to know about Jordan, Jeffrey Jordan, and versus Zeke.
He didn't go after Charles Oakley, did he?
Nope.
And Bill Cartwright told him, hey, man, you keep on going the way you're keeping on, we're going to have a problem, and Bill meant it.
And he won't know it. He got Bill traded.
Yes, he did.
He's like, nah, man, I don't want that smoke. Bill, sorry, you got to go, Bill Cartwright. I'll take Otis Livingston.
Craig, don't get him started, Craig. To me, the thought of 60-year-old men duking it out is just, I mean, it's not.
No, man, come on, that is amazing.
I'm only rooting for Mike Tyson.
Oh, you always see, Mike, you always see Mike Tyson? Yeah. Exactly.
Because that's different. That's much different.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, put some respect on my name, son.
Rob in New York, Rob.
Hey guys, long-time listener, love the show. I'm laughing because I'm about to put a giant asterisk on this list.
Okay.
How about the only collegiate that won an NCAA title, a championship title, and was part of the Dream Team?
Don't do it.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Oh.
But,
don't do it.
But he wasn't a good player, though.
I'm going to do it. Christian Leitner.
You can't do that.
White Jesus.
I got to do that.
You can't do this.
Come on. Yes, I did. I broke the system. I broke it. Put an asterisk right next to it.
I'm not doing it. No.
Basketball Jesus.
You understand, Rob, if I put Christian Leitner on this list.
He's white basketball.
Bart will take away every card he gave me. He will have to reverse the racial draft, and I will now be a free agent again.
Yeah, we're going to take Wayne Brady back.
You can't do that.
Listen, just put an asterisk next to his name and then include him on the list.
Honorable mention.
Tell me this. Was Christian Legner one of the most disappointing great college players in the league? He was pretty much just a role player.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable talent, but he just didn't do anything in the NBA except he was, I don't know.
You can argue that Christian Legner is like right behind Bill Walton as far as great college players.
Mm-hmm.
And
agreed.
He was just meh as a professional, man. Those Atlanta years was tough.
He didn't win an NBA title, though.
Yeah, with the Miami Heat.
With
it
who?
Was the only time that you had three number one picks on the same team, Alonzo Mourning, Shaquille O'Neal, and Christian Leitner, to win an NBA title.
I want to take two of that. I want to retract two of those from the statement, because I feel like
they went to the finals. They didn't win that.
No, they did.
He was on the year before, 2004-05.
He was on that team?
I feel like Leitner don't deserve a ring. Gary Payton don't deserve a ring. They didn't do nothing. I hate the fact that Gary Payton can say he a champion, man. That was the most for Gazy. The year before they tried it when they went to the Lakers, him and Karl Malone trying to steal a ring.
Hang on now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ring chasing. Ring chasing. Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Nobody.
He's not on this roster.
We don't do that nowadays, right?
Nobody hockey.
Chases rings, jumping on other teams.
Exactly.
Nah.
We'll have Kevin Durant next year. Kevin Durant will be here next year.
I love
you guys, man.
Rob caused trouble. This is what Rob did. Because you guys are doing things to me now. I'm like, what the hell was I doing then that I don't remember this? I got
Antoine Walker, Gary Payton.
You know what I keep forgetting to do? I keep forgetting to take my memory pills.
Ah. After you bought them so you wouldn't forget.
They didn't. When did he win a national, an NBA title?
He didn't.
He didn't, right? He didn't.
So
what is Rob saying then?
They won the year after he left, but the year that he was on the Heat, they lost to the Pistons in seven.
In the conference finals.
He knows we don't have a strong research team.
Head is spinning. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he win an NBA title? Did he win it as a guy who signed like a 10-day?
See, he know we don't got a research. Rob knew we didn't have no researchers, so he's like, I can pull this one through.
I need a break.
When does the Knicks play?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to say, you gotta get
this West Coast trip has got me all flipped.
We got to get you a nap, son.
I'm tripping right now. All right. Audio files coming up next. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So another day and the Jets signing another player. Yesterday it was Mike Williams, the wide receiver. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said there's just one thing that could derail the entire show.
This is all predicated now on health.
You're right. And all the things that you would point to that will hold this team back as we move into this next season. So far, Joe Douglas has done a good job of addressing those issues. The offensive line was a huge issue. How is he going to get it fixed? And you get a guard, you get two tackles, you get AVT back. And now on top of that, you add Mike Williams, and now you have the flexibility at 10 to do a bunch of different things, right? Like the draft can fall through now. There's no sense of urgency. I got to get a tackle or I got to get a wide receiver. I mean, relax, man. No one said they were the Chiefs.
No. I don't even know that they're the Bills.
I don't even know if they're going to win the division.
Right.
You can still be excited.
But you got to go to the playoffs. Okay, do you have to win a playoff game? Yeah, I think you
do. Yeah, probably.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Like how many times do you deal with this?
As I said,
right?
This is Chuck D.
In the sample.
Oh, okay.
Chuck's in the sample. Here we go again.
Okay.
But the beginning of this is so funny. He's like, I'm out to have a good time. Now you got to try to play me. Right, just trying to hang out with my boys. And you're like,
Here we go, causing all kinds of drama.
Leave me be.
I like that song.
I like that too.
That's classic. I feel like that was in like Strictly Business, like all those 90 movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, something like Boomerang. That, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like I said, that era special. All right, you know what? We've been through a lot already in the show.
Yeah.
We got a lot of calls to get to. 800-919-3776 is the number. You know what, though? That list, man, had my head spinning. Because I thought I did enough research, but I obviously didn't do enough because of the Isaiah thing, which I went complete brain freeze on.
Use AI. AI don't go back that far.
No, but there's a lot of things that like I am forgetting now in the history of the sport that I love. And like some of it is, like, I keep like the caller saying Christian Laettner. And like how he did all this and won a gold medal. I'm like, when did he win an NBA title? Because I don't remember that. And then the other one is
fake news.
Like, I don't know, man. Don't know. There's a lot of things that, like, I can't believe how much I'm forgetting. Right?
Did you take your Glimpo Blow Blowman?
No, I forgot to take my memory pills. But here's the thing. Remember the caller said Hakeem Olajuwon?
Mm-hmm. Cat.
And again, how am I forgetting this? He didn't win. Patrick beat him. The whole story about 94 was that it was his revenge because when they met in the 85, 84 NCAA championship game, yeah. Patrick won. Yeah, Georgetown 80, won.
84, 85, it's all the same.
Like it's mind-boggling. Owen in Long Island. Owen.
Hey, what's up, guys?
See, they make me second-guess myself, Owen.
Well, I just heard Bart say he knows everything about basketball, but he doesn't obviously know that Lorenzo Charles and NC State and Jimmy Valvano beat Hakeem.
I never said Hakeem won. I remember that. It was
a caller who said that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
It makes you second guess yourself. No, but the Hakeem thing.
I apologize if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But NC State beat him in 83 and Georgetown beat him in 84. Hakeem never won an NCAA championship.
Mm-hmm. See? They make me second guess myself. Owen, thank you. See? And you got to go to Long Island to get that kind of information. Owen, appreciate you. All right. So the list stays. The list stays.
But you asked Isaiah.
Yeah, I said five was open.
Okay.
And then when Isaiah came up, that's when I did the face palm. So and because biased. Of that, I was reeling.
So biased.
Because then I started believing everybody.
Got you on your heels.
I was believing everybody at that point.
Christian Laettner won a title.
I'm like, did he?
Like, damn, he did?
Like, this is what happened.
Maybe I'm tripping.
So you know what we got to do? We got to take a break.
Yeah.
It's time for us to step aside.
We've been talking.
The headline makers do the talking. The segment we like to call
Audio Files.
Oh. No, gentle. Files. Had to be gentle.
Okay.
Because of the kind of day we're having.
Okay.
Let's get to it. I guess we got to get to a tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Wagner beats Howard 71-68 in the first of the play-ins.
Bro.
What, bro?
These dudes missed three wide-ass open shots to tie it. Like, they didn't even come close to hitting the bags. They take y'all ass home.
71-68. Wagner wins. They'll face the Tar Heels of UNC on Thursday. Donald Copeland's done a great job at Wagner. And they do it the right way.
You dream of this moment, you know, not just as a player, but as a coach, man, to compete for a championship. And we did that regardless of what we were going through. We never stopped believing. We never stopped having an expectation of ourselves. Having seven players, you know, I would imagine some places they might just come in the gym and just, hey, listen, we got seven. We just got to go through the motions. We never did that. We prepared the right way. We expected to win even when we did lose. And then now to fight in a tournament the way we did, it speaks volume, I think, to the culture. I think it speaks to the kids I have.
I like it. I love the story.
What in the P. Diddy Combs is going on here, man? We got to start recruiting some black folks. Can't be in all black school and lose to a team that only has seven players. And then can't hit a three at the end.
Lost to a team from Shaolin.
Come on.
That's your problem.
We got to get some light-skinned brothers out there.
That's your problem. You can't handle it.
Howard got all athletes. They got to get some shooters, man. They got to go to the suburbs and get a couple some blacks.
Well, I mean, you know who else? Black kids, you know who could use some people that can make a shot? You'll be nice. If anybody that can score would be Virginia. Colorado State beat Virginia 67-42. Not a typo. Virginia scored 42 points. The team that the NCAA committee had to get in the tournament. They got to get in. Get them over every Big East team possible. St. John's, Seton Hall. No. We got to have Virginia. Tony Bennett and all his grinding, boring-ass offense. Got to have him in there. You think I'm mad?
What does he run?
Listen to my guy.
Four corners?
Listen to my guy, Wally Zerbiak. He does, now this time of year, this is Wally Wall. This is when he is on CBS like 24/7 because the NCAA tournament, you always remember when Wally went crazy for Miami, Ohio, right? So here's Wally just disgusted with what he saw in that game by Virginia.
This performance matters by Virginia. I mean, Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded. And the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV. St. John's is sitting there like, we've won 6 out of 7. We're scoring 90 points a game, playing great basketball down the stretch in the Big East. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn. They're sitting at home or in the NIT. They should be in this NCAA tournament. Pitt should be in this NCAA tournament.
Or Oklahoma.
Also,
Oklahoma.
The committee made a big mistake by putting this team in the NCAA tournament this year. And it's nothing against Tony Bennett. He's a great national championship winning coach. But his team did not belong on this floor with Colorado.
I mean, unwatchable was the word he used. And he's right. 100% right.
Wally, he wouldn't allow his co-host to jump in. He was like, nope.
No, he had a lot to say.
I got something
to say. Let him roll. Let him cook.
Nah, B.
Yeah. But that's still, you can't deny anything he just said there.
You ever thought that Wally eyebrows look like Bert from Sesame Street? Never mind.
I didn't think of
Never mind.
Bert wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
I think of Bert. Like,
you do?
Yeah, I was like, never mind.
Bert and Ernie Bert?
Because it's not a unibrow. He got the thickest eyebrows I've ever seen
in
my life.
Yeah. He does. Yeah.
Like Bert. Never mind.
You're going Bert.
Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
But that was nobody wants to see that four corners bull crap, man. I don't know what the hell they run out there. But, you know that was off reputation because they won a national championship. Virginia has had some of the most interesting tournaments in the last 5 years. They win a championship, then they lose a first team to lose to the 16th seed. Then they put this type of crap out there, man.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
And they lost in the first round last year.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, they didn't even make the tournament. Well, what else we got? Let's go. Let me just finish up with this. So Colorado State wins, so they move on. They'll play Texas. Now you got more play-ins tonight. Midwest, 16, Grambling and Montana State. And then you have the South 10 seed play-in, Colorado and Boise State. There's your tournament update brought to you by Bet365, whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. We began the show with the news from yesterday that Mike Williams has decided he didn't even leave Florham Park. He took his Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwich, took a bite out of it, signed a contract 1 year worth up to $15 million, and stayed in Florham Park before even visiting Pittsburgh. So why did he choose the Jets?
Well, for me personally, I just felt like it was a great fit for me, Aaron. I want to be able to, play with him, pick his brain, learn from him. Playing alongside Garrett kind of remind me of Keenan a little bit, similar style play, great route runners. And I feel like we can complement each other in that area. The running game is pretty good. Defense is elite. So I just feel like we got a pretty good opportunity ahead of us. Just looking forward to it.
Interesting. He compared Garrett Wilson to Keenan Allen.
Yeah. They're both like great route runners, man. Like run after the catch guys.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Allen, I think, is one of the most underrated receivers in the game. So, I mean, listen, the first thing he said is I came here because I believe in A.A. Ron. So, clearly, Aaron told him that he wasn't running for president because he was like, you know what?
Or vice president.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't want to run for vice president.
Which I told everybody this whole thing was stupid, and he ended up not even being chosen. He chose this guy chose someone else that wasn't on that list of famous people I could use to attract attention to my campaign.
Should have went with Dave Chappelle. That would have got him.
Hilarious.
That would have got him votes.
That could have been really funny.
But I tell you what, he mentioned all the reasons, and yep, that's what everybody else outside the leagues talk about. I mean, you heard Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce talking about, man, they both played the Jets defense. Like,
Mm-hmm. He mentioned that defense.
It's real.
Mm, yeah. Now, the offensive line had to be remade. And part of remaking it is Morgan Moses. Another part of it was John Simpson. So Tyron Smith signed the other day. Morgan Moses was traded for. They reacquired him for right tackle. Simpson will be a guard. Both guys come from the Ravens. And Morgan Moses said that John Simpson called him as soon as he was moved to the Jets.
A day one opening at left guard with the Ravens and training camp, man. Day one, he took that head on. And you could tell that was his job from day one. And it turned out to be an amazing season for him. And I'm excited for him to be able to, you know, obviously he called me as being his big bro. He called me. He's like, man, tell me about the Jets. And I was like, bro, you're going to love it there, bro. You're going to love it. And so being able to have a guy that you obviously know going through the, you know, the free agency portal and all those things. I look forward to, you know, obviously lacing up the cleats and that and putting on the helmets and shoulder pads with him again. So I look forward to it.
Oh, you're going to love it there.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have left outside of Mecole Hardman.
Mm-hmm.
Had great experiences with being there with the Jets. Who knew? Who knew? I knew.
And the question is, as we close out audio files, Joe Shane got it started in week one with the Giants. Joe Douglas getting a lot of work done in week two of free agency for the Jets. Which team is closer to good? 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls and more. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo,
you vibing on that?
I'd probably say, yo, Missy Elliott is the greatest woman MC of all time. Yeah, I said it, New York. I said it. I got your Foxy Browns and your little Kims, but none of them, your Queen Latifahs, none of them can touch Missy Elliott. It's not even close. Not even close. Not even debatable. And she can sing better than Queen Latifah, who try and sing like Queen Latifah can like church sing.
Yeah, she's closer to opera, right? Closer to that kind of music.
The closest person that come close as far as MC slash rapper is Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest y'all got.
Lauryn Hill has flow. Like when she raps, she's got great flow.
But she ain't Missy Ficky. She's creative.
Missy's creative.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Missy's very creative. Very voice creative.
You know, like Missy is the woman version of CeeLo. Because CeeLo don't get enough credit for what he can do too.
CeeLo?
Hell yeah. Little Hobbit, man.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri. You seen Jermaine Dupri? He's starting to look like, you know, the same way that, you know how they say you hang around somebody long enough, like you hang around your dog long enough, your animals, you start looking like, y'all start looking alike. Like, well, I don't know if CeeLo, because they both in Atlanta, CeeLo and Jermaine Dupri are hanging around that, but pull up a current picture of like CeeLo and Jermaine Dupri, because Jermaine Dupri started to get fat.
Well, we saw Jermaine Dupri at the Super Bowl,
and
right?
We thought that was CeeLo.
I thought it was CeeLo. Everybody thought it was CeeLo.
Like CeeLo? Oh no,
that's not him. Yeah.
And then like T.D. Jakes and Bobby Brown look like twins right now.
Hmm.
I didn't realize, you know, like it's rare in life where we see two people that look exactly like somebody. But ESPN did something not too long ago where they had Omar Epps like voiceover like the players that look alike, and then he's at the end, he's like, well, I'm the originator, me and Mike Tomlin,
right?
But Brandon Ayuk,
yeah,
this whole Brandon Ayuk meme out,
yep,
they look just alike. So like now that's three people. Could you imagine Omar Epps, Mike Tomlin, and Brandon Ayuk going to hang out with each other,
all in the same room.
Look like three generations of twins.
Are you guys triplets?
Yeah, for real. Straight up, though. But yeah, Missy, I just wanted to say that. That's been on my spirit for a while. You know what I'm saying?
You just wanted to get that off your chest?
I want to say Missy L is the best MC out there.
Holla. 800-919-3776. The Power Hour is coming up next. We'll go full buffet with you and your calls and your thoughts and everything else, debates and all other things. And stop lying to me about who won an NCAA championship and won an NBA title, because we're catching everybody lying to me right now. And I'm very vulnerable today. I'm believing everything you're telling me.
Not fact-checking anything.
No. Damn. So a little bit of fact-checking.
Like Shannon on his interview. He's like, all right, he said it. Must be true.
We got hoops to get to. We've got the Jets. Can they land another one today? Jadeveon Clowney. Mike Williams. Bart's mad at me because he wants me to be all sunshine and roses, and there's still, to me, while these last couple of days have been really good for Joe Douglas, there is a caveat to it that you have to acknowledge if you're a Jets fan. We'll discuss that and more with you. But first, Bart, BetMGM, please.
Web blanket. Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with the lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you can earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense reminds you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years or older, must be physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Jets signing Mike Williams, adding to their wide receiver core this after remaking their offensive line. So Rich Cimini, what's left for the Jets to do this offseason?
I think they hit on all the main areas. You know, you knew they needed three linemen coming in. They checked all those boxes. They needed a number two receiver. They just checked that box. They got the backup quarterback that they wanted in Tyrod Taylor. We know how important that position is considering what happened last year. So they've hit all their immediate needs, and now what this does is it gives Joe Douglas the flexibility to go in the draft at number 10 and basically just take the best player.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.